Time to recap Redlow County Commissioner's final meeting for the month of April. And that means County Commissioner Ted Ganz. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
Doing swell. You did well. You came through with your rain dance. Finally worked.
We got a little bit, didn't
yes.
we? We got a long ways to go, but we're going to be thankful for the what we did get. You bet.
Yeah, all those reports yesterday, I was watching the weather the last couple of days in central and eastern Nebraska between 1 and 3 inches and was like,
I know.
What do we got to do?
I know,
what
right?
What do we got to do?
And some of those forms, they seem the storms just seem like they formed east, just east of us.
Oh, it always
not,
does.
Not far.
It's
you know,
always
just
east
built.
And north.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, how many times last year, you know, just a little cell develops north of McCook and then it just blows up and it's like,
yeah.
Why?
And they're good rains. I mean,
oh,
the springtime
yeah.
rains are awesome as long yeah. as we can keep the hard stuff, the hail and winds and. And but no, we'll keep taking it. We need a lot. That's for sure.
You
we
betcha.
Do. We
you
do.
Betcha. All right, let's get to the final meeting for the month of April for the county commissioners. Anything for citizens' comments last night?
Yep, citizens' comments was kind of we had quite a few people in attendance for citizens' comments. We had a few of those people speak. One of them was Andrew Graff. Andrew had some questions about an agreement, a 287G agreement. Luckily, we had Burton Pinalto, our interim sheriff, in the room at the time, and so he could answer. Basically, what this agreement is if the jail brings in an inmate or officer brings in an inmate, then it allows them, it's an MOU, to check the citizenship status of that inmate. And Mr. Graff had some concerns, along with a few others in the crowd, about who okayed that MOU and so forth. A lot of times there's a lot of moving parts in county government. And so as commissioners, we don't always approve those things. The sheriff's office, the sheriff is the elected official for law enforcement over the sheriff's office. And so it's pretty widespread. I mean, whether it's county, city, or state, there's you know with what's going on in the country in regards to the immigration laws, this is pretty common, I guess you could say. And so we tried to answer Mr. Graff's questions as best as we could. We also heard from Lori Sugaroo a little bit on the subject, and then also Marty Conroy had some questions about the consent agenda. And so it was good. We probably had citizens' comments probably went on for about 20 minutes, but it's good. And we always encourage people, honestly. I mean, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, stop up. It's just not a token statement. It is true. If you have anything, give us a call. Stop up for citizens' comments. You're always welcome. You bet.
Board of Equalization after that, and Lori Stevens and Crystal Dack both there?
Yep, both Lori and Crystal were there. Lori had one tax roll correction. This was from 2026 this year. There was taxes assessed in Furnace County. It was kind of a clerical error. It was an investment group. And so we approved that tax roll correction in the amount of $3,230.74. And then Crystal had one motor vehicle exemption, and that was for the St. Patrick's Catholic Church. They purchased two vans, and obviously with it being a religious or nonprofit, then they're exempt from the motor vehicle tax. So we approved those two new vans for the church there. And then that concluded the Board of Equalization there.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvene and request for burial funds?
Yeah, we see this fairly, I mean, not real often, but it does happen. If there's a decedent that was indigent or had no local family to take care of the funeral, then obviously the obligation of the funeral home is to take care of the body. Each year we budget, at least this past budget season, we budgeted $3,600 for that purpose. This request was for $1,200 for cremation of the subject in a county burial to Herman Jones. And we went ahead and agreed to go through with the payment for that. Yes, sir.
Also, you had a visit from Emma DeGroff and Bill Henderson, Frenchman Valley Co-op. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Emma and Bill both stopped up. They just kind of want to visit with us about their fuel program. They do bulk fuel. They also do fuel from their pumps and then also sell different various things like grease and DEF and all that. And so they kind of wanted to let us know. They'd like to get into a kind of a contract that would save the if at the pumps 15 to 20 cents. We talked about it locking in a contract, which honestly we did that way back in 2022. And I know it's been done previously, but right now I think the fuel economy is so unstable right now with the prices where they're at. I just don't know that it's a great idea to lock in a price, especially like I said with what the prices are. So we kind of talked about this. We got the ball rolling a little bit, but it'll probably be a conversation for another day. So we were just glad to have them come up and represent themselves and visit with us a little bit about it, you bet.
Yeah, see, what gas price went up another dime yesterday or something like that?
They're up and down. It just all depends on what time of day. And, right. And so I'm hoping something settles out and maybe we're kind of numb to it. We're paying what we've been paying for so many years, but it'd sure be nice to see that come back down again. You bet. I remember back when I was 16, I think it was like $1 a gallon, which I mean, I'm not that old, but still, you know,
right,
now it's expensive. We don't, like I said, we kind of go numb to it, but man, it's high. It sure is.
Next up, County Attorney Paul Wood on a memo regarding Countryman contract.
Yeah, this is since Don Wilson retired, our CPA that he did all the auditing for Red Willow County. Because Don, and we've talked about it before, but because Don retired, now we're looking for a new firm. And we had a contract drawn up by Countryman, and they have multiple offices, one being out of Grand Island, one out of Kearney. We submitted that contract to Paul Wood for review, and Paul just had some questions, and so I sent those questions over to Countryman, and we got a response back that kind of answered our questions sufficiently. And so we felt comfortable with that contract, so we did sign a contract with Countryman for doing our auditing services for the next 2 years. So on the fiscal responsibility of it is just that when we bid it, they were the cheapest. Not cheap isn't always the best, but I think they'll do good. I think they're a good firm, and they've had some good reviews. So we went ahead and signed that contract.
Zoning administrator memo to the commissioners regarding conditional use permits.
Yeah, this came up. This was in regards to a wrecking yard at Road 390 and 718, just northeast of McCook here. And the adjacent landowner has been having some issues. I think primarily their subjects are trying to gain entry to the facility for theft, and so they're driving through the neighboring property and cutting fences to get there. And so we kind of was taking a look at when you do something or establish something that's untraditional per se, you have to get a conditional use permit to establish those facilities. And so we were just going to take a look a little bit at the requirements on that conditional use permit there and see if there was anything in violation as far as the burden that's putting on the adjacent landowner. But after speaking with the adjacent landowner, they're going to try to work it out informally and see if we can come to some resolution there to try to prevent that from happening. And so we tabled this matter and we'll see how the informal thing goes. You bet.
Schedule a special meeting to appoint a sheriff.
Yep. Same. One more. Yeah. So one more deal on this. We agreed to do the special meeting on May 14th, which is 2 days after the primary election, at 8:30. And that's the only thing we're going to hear on that day. We won't. It's just, like I said, it's a special meeting. And so we will appoint the new sheriff just to fill Sheriff Kevin Darling's remainder of his term there. You know, there's been some talk about this ultimately, and I've talked on it before as well. We have to have somebody. Somebody has to fulfill that term. And I guess as a board, we felt, being it was so close to the primary election, that why have three commissioners decide that when you can let the voting public decide? And, you know, it's also been discussed or brought up, well, you don't have an official sheriff after a primary. It has to go to the general election in November, which we fully understand. And in the case of if the candidate, one of the two candidates wins the primary and then gets ran in the general election by a write-in, and that write-in wins, then that write-in will be sworn in January. So this is just, we've got to find somebody, and we felt like the cleanest and the most fair way was to let the voters decide. So yes, May 14th at 8:30 is when we're going to appoint that sheriff to finish out Kevin Darling's term.
Quarterly jail inspection,
yep. So we went on down to the jail and took a look around, had some questions. one thing that we're kind of looking at, and we looked at this kind of during the COVID years when we had some COVID money, is we're talking about maybe looking into doing a body scan, which is essentially, I guess it would be, I don't know if it's classified as an X-ray machine, but ultimately, so every inmate that comes in will would be put through this body scan. They stand in it, they kind of like at the airport, right? And so we can see if there's any contraband located internally. And we're looking at that. We're looking at some grant options. And Sergio Boa, our jail administrator, he's kind of on the ball getting some of that put together, along with Commissioner Dean, is probably going to present that to the Rewards Committee and see if we can do a grant writer. And I think it'd be a really good tool. And honestly, it would limit the liabilities for not only our staff, be more safe for our staff, but also for the liability of medical bills and so forth for the jail. And obviously, I don't have to tell you, there's just a lot of nasty stuff on the streets, including fentanyl and carfentanil. And it doesn't take a lot if you have no immunity. I wouldn't call it immunity, but if you don't have any tolerance to it, it doesn't take very much to hurt or kill you. So from the liability standpoint, this body scan would probably be a good purchase. But we'll maybe see something on that in the future. You bet.
Had a couple of items on the consent agenda.
Yeah, item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings. Item number two was approved counts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $522,788.72. Item number three was approved the Health Department school nurse contract with Southwest Public Schools. This is so that our Health Department nurse can go to the Southwest and provide Southwest Public Schools and provide those services. There was no change to that contract. We kind of did a side-by-side comparison. The only change was the mileage per diem. That's went from 70 cents to 72 cents per mile. And then item number four was approve a letter of support to the city of McCook. And this was in regards to a 9633 census tract. It's a federal opportunity zone. And this area here is basically, our letter of support was so that when the city submits their application for this, it's a designated area, essentially. It's an federal economic development designation created by Congress in 2017. It targets specific census tracts that meet income and investment need criteria, and it's designed to attract private capital. To include investors use qualified opportunity funds to invest in real estate or business within that zone. So, again, it's just a letter of support saying that we're all for that happening. If the city of McCook is allowed to be awarded that designated area, I think it's a positive thing. So we had all four of those items on the consent agenda, and we approved all four items yesterday.
And the sheriff's monthly revenue report.
Yep, sheriff's monthly revenue report. The sheriff brought in $1,613.27. So, right. Yeah.
And that put a wrap on the final meeting for the month.
Yeah, sure did. Sure did. We adjourned at 11:05. We meet again on May 11th.
Are you going the 11th and the 26th then, since the 25th? Or are you going to skip that week?
Or? No, we'll go again on the 26th.
26th, yep. The 25th is a Memorial Day.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Yep.
Again, if you would like to sit in with the county commissioners on their meeting, you're free to do so, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. It's an open meeting. Come in, ask questions, observe, however you'd like to. You bet. You're all invited.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.